Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back. Tim and Julie Harris broadcasting live from lovely, partially overcast Austin, Texas. A gorgeous day here in Texas, a wonderful day to be alive. You know, it's funny, I had somebody ask me on a call this morning, Tim, how are you? You know, it's just the normal way of people, you know, it's polite. Mm-hmm. We always ask each other those types of things, right? And I said something that kind of made them laugh, but it's really honestly how I feel, and hopefully all of you guys feel this way or better. I said, any day you wake up and you're looking at the green side of the grass, it's a great day. You know what?
Great.
That is the bottom line, isn't it?
Kind of sums it up.
Yeah, it does. No matter what's going on in your life, if you wake up and you're looking at the green side of the grass, well, you know what? You're doing more right than wrong. So for that, maybe it's setting the bar low. Maybe it's setting it high. I don't know. Works for me. Maybe you adopt that same mindset yourself. So on the radio this week, we've been talking about, obviously, building your team. We've been talking about all the mechanics of it. We've been talking about all the pluses and the minuses of it. And we've been, I think, sharing with you our unique philosophy on building a team, something that's, I mean, we were drilling down, and again, if you haven't listened to the past shows, it was yesterday's show and the day before show, we were drilling down on some of the myths about team building. We are kind of sharing with you guys some of the things that maybe a lot of other people that are, you know, talking about teams, giving seminar on building teams, writing books about teams, the kind of the dirty secrets about teams in terms of the profitability or the lack thereof. So we told you the truth. We've given you all the actual mechanics of how to make it work. We've told you all the things that you need to know to make the right decision. And we also, I think it was on Tuesday's show, we gave you a list of the books that we suggest you read. And these were not, with the exception of one of the books, Gary Keller's book, Millionaire Real Estate Agent. All the other books are not normal real estate books, which is great because if you really want to expand, if you really want to be creative, if you really want to have a competitive advantage, you need to get outside of our industry and to see what other people, not necessarily even anything related to real estate, are doing. You need to look to see what tech companies are doing to deal with similar problems, what, you know, companies in different parts of the world are doing. So anyway, these books were designed specifically, the reasons we chose them for you, hopefully you guys will embrace them, are to allow you to make business-minded decisions and not think, frankly, like most team leaders do, which results in them most times not making any sort of profit. Because remember, guys, at the end of the day, if you're not making a profit in your business, you're not ever going to financially build any wealth. Your true product, yes, is, I'm agreeing with you that your true product is happy customers, past clients, centers of influence, closed transactions, all that stuff. Those are all part and parcel of what you do. But your true product in your real estate practice, and I need you to internalize this, it is in conflict with a lot of the ways you guys have been trained. I get that. But just allow your mind to expand to maybe consider that your true product is indeed profit. And if you're not producing profit, if you're not intently focused on producing profit, you won't. In other words, if you do not have profit as the first line in your goals, if you do not have profit in a specific amount of profit as your top priority, I promise you, you will not make any profit. So go back and listen to the past two radio shows. This industry, guys, can be the biggest blessing in your lives, or it could be the biggest curse, as long as you are going about making decisions like a business person, especially as you add overhead, and that is what a team is, add liability, and that is what a team is, add expense, that is what a team is. As long as you're opening your mind to all the pluses and the minuses and you're looking at it objectively and thinking like a business owner, then honestly, adding staff is a smart thing for you to do. But not for everybody. For most, as you scale your business, as you grow your business, it is a necessary thing. So, Julie, today we're going to be talking about, we're basically going to be focusing in on systems, strategies, and secrets, and we're going to give these guys some specific systems that they need to be forming. And then we're going to tell them how they can leverage existing technology that our coaches actually use in their own practices and refer to their clients. And we're going to give you a list of software companies, mostly, that we'll suggest that you use as well. Now, tomorrow is our big reveal show. So on tomorrow's show, you know, it's easy for us to be skeptics and, you know, cast doubt on this, that, or the other. So everyone does that, right? Oh, this doesn't work, that doesn't work. You notice that nobody has come up with really what should be the next big idea in real estate. You notice when everyone says, well, does the brokerage model work? I don't know. Does the team model work? I don't know. Does this, does that, do the other? Nobody's actually coming up with a really new, fresh approach to how to integrate the best practices of a real estate brokerage, and there's plenty of best practices, plenty of fantastic brokerages out there that we're blessed to work with, the best practices of the individual practitioner, and the best practices of small, medium, and large teams. What if there was a way to integrate all of that into one new business model? And that is what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. I'm excited to share it with you. I'm only going to be giving you guys the broad strokes of it because, honestly, I'm just going to give you the idea. It's an open source idea, okay? So all my tech friends out there, I'm just going to give you the idea. You guys run with it, and then, yeah, and make it better. That's the whole point of tomorrow's show. So tune in and listen. So a team is, a business is, a series of systems. So, Julie, I cut and pasted into our notes today right from the dictionary what the definition of a system is. Can you please read that?
Perfect. Yes. So what is a system? It is a group of related parts that move or work together. It is a body of a person or an animal thought of as an entire group of parts that work together. It's a group of organs that work together to perform an important function of the body. Now, what I'm picking up on this, Tim, is that they work together. That's part of this theme, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yes, and so it's not good enough to just have systems on a real, in a real estate practice, on a real estate team, whether your team is big, small, or whether the team is just you and your spouse, you and your assistant, or maybe it's just you, yourself, and you, okay? You still have systems. They've got to work together in conjunction. So that's what a system is. Now let's move on to what systems do you actually need to have running your real estate practice? So Tim, what do you suggest that they start with when they go down this path of systematizing everything?
Well, so obviously, I mean, Julie, what are the core, the 5 to 6 core functions that a real estate agent should be focusing on? What are the things that get them paid? What are the things that put them in a place where they can be of service to others, have the greatest impact? What are those 5 or 6 activities?
Well, and this is a good filter to put pretty much everything through, from your schedule to how you're operating your business. What actually makes money? What makes the profit in your business? Well, lead generation, number one. If that's busted, you don't have to worry about the rest. Okay, so we do these chronologically. Assuming that you're generating the lead, you must follow up on the lead. So relentless lead follow-up with intent to set appointment. That leads you to having to pre-qualify, to present, to negotiate, to close, and then lather, rinse, repeat. These are the only things, these are the core things that actually drive your business. So you must systematize all of those, starting with the most important, which is systematizing your lead generation system. Because again, I don't care if you've got the most systematic, you know, beautiful website or blog or what have you. It doesn't really matter if you don't have any leads, right? You could have the most gorgeous pre-listing package, but if you've got no appointments to use it on, who really cares? So start by systematizing the most important part of your business. As long as you're making your living in real estate, most important is the lead generation system.
So, right. So exactly. And one of the things that we teach you guys, one of the pillars of our coaching program, is that we teach you to have multiple spokes on your lead generation wheel. Ideally, you want to have 7. So you want to have 7 proven spokes, 7 proven methods of lead generation, and you can add from there. Some of you will do fantastic, depending on your individual goals, by having only 3 or 4. Those are all the types of things that you work out with your coach when you're creating your business plan, okay? So ideally, though, most of the top producing agents, these are guys doing hundreds of homes per year, selling hundreds of homes per year. Generally speaking, they have 7 consistently producing lead generation spokes, right? So we need to create, first system is the lead generation system. Start out with the basic ones, the core ones, the most important ones, and they'll always be the most important ones, the ones that require the skills, the FSBO hunting, the calling of the expireds, their centers of influence and the past clients, all the things that require sales skills really should be your core spokes. Now, we've done lots of radio shows on lead generation. You guys can go back into our archives. We have now hundreds of shows you can go back and listen to and get your real estate education, so we're not going to talk more about that. The next system that you want to be building, remember your business is a series of systems, is a pre-qualification system. What happens when the lead comes in? What's the process that happens? What's the script that's used? Who takes the phone call? Those types of things. Lead management system, all right? So you're going to have a staff. What happens to the leads that come in after they're pre-qualified? Who does what? next system that you want to create. And guys, these are all the types of, this is the thinking you have to have as a business owner. Lead scoring and tracking system. So not all leads are going to be of the same quality. You know, you guys know what I'm talking about. The have to, the run to seller, the sell, you know, the buyer that's only wishy-washy, all those types of things. So there has to be a lead scoring and lead tracking system. If you're delegating the leads, if you're assigning the leads, if you're a broker and you're handing the leads out to your agents in your office, or if you're a broker and you're handing, you know, however you're, if you're a team leader doing the same thing, we obviously want to have a system in place that's going to be able to let you know instantly, a dashboard, if you will, that you can look at any time and know which of your agents that you're referring stuff out to that are actually getting the job done so you can actually make a profit. You guys, one of the things I wanted to talk about on today's show that I know we won't have time to talk about is actually figuring out the cost for every seller-side transaction that you do and the cost for figuring out every buyer-side transaction you do. Now, if you're a broker and you're handing out leads, you're, you know, giving leads to your agents, then you can even go down and do a profit and loss on each individual agent. And that is very, very fascinating. So these are, again, the types of thoughts you have when you're a business owner. You want to know exactly who is able to do the job at the highest level that's getting the company the best results the most consistently. Again, that's something that we're going to drill down on when you request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. There's my little shameless pitch for the radio show today. All right, so more down the road, we are going to talk about
curation system, or really your client relationship management system. How are you going to handle all this business?
Right. So then we're going to talk about another system. And guys, this is just skimming the surface. There's a lot of other subsystems too. But then we're going to talk about your buyer agent system, the hiring, the training, the recruiting, the firing, the accountability systems that go with having a buyer's agent if you choose to have someone on staff, or maybe you listened to the radio show from the other day and you just choose to refer the leads out. On and on and on and all. These are all the types of systems and subsystems that you need to integrate into your real estate practice. So here's the ultimate, you know, reason why. You need to make it so that literally if you were to take somebody with a brand new real estate license and you were to put them in a position where they are going to work for you, they could show up at your office, and I realize that very few people have actual three-ring binders anymore, but just bear with me for the sake of the story here, the visualization. Someone, you could set them at a desk, doesn't matter what desk it is, and you could say, okay, here's your job description, here's what you're supposed to be doing. You pull the three-ring binder off the, you know, off your shelf, and you give it to them, and then there's a checklist that tells them exactly what they're supposed to be doing, exactly how they're supposed to be doing it. That, in essence, is a system. And all these systems are integrated so that they all work in conjunction together. Now, one of the wonderful things, and we're going to talk about this in a second, is the fact that there are so many cool programs out there, software programs, software as a service, in other words, they're on the cloud, that you can use that they already have created these systems for you. So you don't actually have to do it like we had to do it 20 years ago, where you write things out and make them a checklist because someone's already done it. You might add something or subtract something from the system that comes with the software, but at the end of the day, a lot of the heavy lifting for the creation of team systems has been done, which is really cool. All right, so rules for software, rules for software provider you contract with. And again, I'm realizing that many of you are going to use, obviously, you're going to use the CRM that's online. You're going to use all these other types of things. So rule number one, if it takes more than 30 minutes to completely understand the software, it's too complicated and you won't use it, right? I mean, the old joke is, what is the best CRM? We still get this question. What is the best CRM? Mm-hmm. And the answer is, the one you'll use.
Yes.
Right? Is that true? I mean, nowadays, guys, if the CRM requires clicking more than two or three times, then chances are it's a CRM that is not going to be something you're going to want to have in your life for very long because it's just too frustrating. I'm thinking of the one we use, for example. It's too frustrating, mm-hmm. but we're stuck with it. So don't get stuck with a software program that basically is going to be something that will be hard for you to ditch down the road. Use something that is easy to use now. Number two, for choosing a software provider when you're building your systems, it has to work on Macs and PCs. There it is. You know, Macs and PCs are a generational thing, really. Millennials love their Macs. Older folks love their PCs. You're going to be hiring millennials, so you got to be, you know, obviously focusing on what's going to work for them. I didn't have this on my list, but I'll throw this out there. Whatever software provider you're using has to be able to provide their service as an app on your phone, on their phone, you know, like on an iPhone or whatever, so that people can be, when they leave the office, they're still plugged into the overall Hive, and they're still plugged into the overall system, which is really important. Number three, the system has to be scalable. And the simple way of understanding that is if you are calling and you're looking for a CRM, or if you're looking for some kind of system to, for your business, and you find out that, like say for example, you're wanting a software program to help manage your incoming leads so that you can track score as you hand these off to your buyer's agents. Well, if you find out that the software is only designed to basically be able to be used by two or three users, that's going to make it so that you literally will outgrow that software program because your business might outpace the capacity of the software. So you want to make sure the software itself is scalable. You got to ask that questions because they won't come out and tell you. You got to understand. Again, this is one of the things we do in coaching is we coach you which software programs to use, how to implement them, when to implement them, when to get rid of them, all that good stuff. Number four, this is sort of just a soapbox for Julie and I, no contracts. If you are signing on with a software company and they require a 12-month contract, you got to go to another software company because you are not making a smart business decision. A business owner would never sign a 12-month contract or longer with a software company provider that required you to sign a contract. It just doesn't make sense. If they have confidence in their ability to provide the service that they're promising via the software and providing the customer service after you become one of their customers, why would they want to obligate you to a long-term contract? It just doesn't make sense. And I'll add a caveat to that. If there's any kind of onboarding fee or any kind of added fee just to become a customer, if they won't drop that or negotiate that off easily, I wouldn't use them. Nowadays, there's so many great companies out there that are going to be more transparent with how they do business with you. If anybody's acting like that, you should just maybe think and ask yourself a serious question if that's a good company for you to be a long-term partner with. Number five, software company has to be able to handle your customer service issues and your staff members. So it's quite simple. If there's a problem, and there will be, with something, you need to make sure that when your staff member calls with some sort of urgent issue because there's some data breach or crash or whatever, that they answer the phone and they handle the phone right away to your satisfaction. Again, these software companies that are going to be helping you scale your business, brilliant. Gifts from the real estate gods. I wish they'd been around when Julie and I were selling real estate starting back in the 90s. Because we had to do all this manually. We had to create all of our checklists, and there's nothing wrong with that. A lot of you guys still use manual checklists, and they're great. But software is a great way for us to all move faster because, the stuff is generally speaking done for you. All right, moving forward. So I'm going to now share with you, or Julie and I are going to share with you, the list of the software companies that and companies in general that provide services that help you build your real estate team. This is a list that comes from our coaches. I sent out an email. I got some responses back from our coaches, and they said these are the companies that we have had good luck with. Some of these companies you've heard of from past radio shows we're fans of. So write these down. And again, this is just skimming the surface. There's a lot of great companies out there, but these are the names that come up continuously when we're pulling our top coaching clients, asking what companies they have a strong belief in. So Julie, what's the first one?
So the first one is Contactually, and everyone always asks how to spell that. It's contact. And then UALLY, Contactually, for your database. This allows you to group contacts into different buckets and have different follow-up plans for each bucket. So you might have one for past clients and a different one for expireds that you're working on, along with call reminders and email follow-up plans. This integrates well with MailChimp for mass mailers and newsletters. So again, the company is Contactually. It's just contactually.com. So the second one is called AgentClientConnection.com, and this is $249 per transaction coordination file. So that's transaction coordination. Again, AgentClientConnection.com. And then the next one I was just looking up because that looks pretty interesting. It's called Brivity, B-R-I-V-I-T-Y. And I'm just making sure that that's Brivity.com, which it is. And that has task management, client communication, property advertising, all in one system. So that's another great management tool. And then Evernote for your own notes and notes on projects and tasks. So all you guys have never-ending to-do lists and you practice the brain dump, that's great to use in Evernote. So next one, Tim, what does .loop do? A lot of people are using that. Dot, D-O-T-L-O-O-P, .loop.
Well, I mean, most of them will be familiar with it by now, right? So Dotloop, our friend Austin Allison founded that company out of the great state of Ohio, where we're from. And what it essentially is it's basically a paperless, you know, it's sort of like DocuSign, same concept.
It's like paper management digitally.
Right. You guys understand. But the other thing that Dotloop does that really well is they do have an integrated, I would call it a CRM, but that does it a disservice. It actually is more it's more scaled than just a good old-fashioned CRM. It does have a lot of the built-in team systems in place. So Dotloop is kind of a no-brainer place to start. Again, I strongly encourage you, do your own homework. Think like a business owner. Go on there. Check it out. Take it for a test drive. See if it makes sense for you. See if it checks all the boxes that you're looking for as you grow your business. The next one, we like these guys, DocuSign, same idea. And then a lot of people don't know that DocuSign does have a built-in, I call it deal flow, but in essence, it's again, there's team systems that are built within DocuSign, in addition to the well-known fact that they're probably the nation's leading digital signatures company. Great company to deal with, really nice management. You know, I think, you know, I've never heard a crossword about that company for sure, great company. Let's see, lead generation. Now, we could talk forever about lead generation systems, something that obviously is a favorite topic amongst agents, and I understand why. I mean, no leads, no business, right? So what I'm going to do is have you guys go back and listen to the past radio shows, because we've done that a million times. Well, probably more like 50 times, but you can go back and listen to it. Coaching clients on Real Estate Coaching Essentials, just log into the website. We give you over 50 lead generation systems. So just go ahead and basically choose the ones that are best for you. Do work with your coach to make sure you're adding the correct lead generation spokes to your wheel in the correct order. Again, work with your coach on that. So core products that everyone must have, absolutely critical. You must have these. This is non-negotiable, okay? Don't care what brokerage you're with, what price range you're in, with whatever. You definitely want to have mojosells.com, simply one of the best systems out there for calling really anybody. It's an auto dialer, but it's more than that. It's an elegant, complete business system for tracking leads. I love it, mojosells.com. And the other one is 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com, 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com. 1-800, it's the number, right? So 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com. Again, very simple, affordable, no contract system, $35 or $37 a month. And again, I'm not going to go into an explanation of how it works. Check it out yourself. You've seen these 800 home hotline riders on all the top producer signs around the country. It is, again, one of the most beautiful, elegant, simplistic ways for you to generate your own buyer leads off your listings. So tomorrow's call, guys, is the big reveal. Maybe I'm overhyping it a little bit. That is our tendency on the radio show, right? But it is going to be something that Julie and I have been talking about for probably about 5 years. In other words, you know, with a glass of wine and you're talking to real estate folks, the question always comes up, okay, so there's dysfunction out there in the teams. There's dysfunction out there in the small, medium, and large-sized brokers. There's dysfunction out there for being an individual practitioner. What comes next? What would be the natural, maybe the words evolution, of all those best practices? And I think what we're going to share with you tomorrow, well, what we are going to share with you tomorrow, I think, might be it. So tune in tomorrow. In the meantime, if there's anything we can be doing for you at any time, it'd be absolutely our pleasure to help you. And you go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Thank you again for all of our loyal listeners. You guys have made us by far the number one real estate radio show out there. We have over, well, right around 100,000 very loyal listeners, which is, you know, fantastic. I'm glad we're delivering to you guys useful, practical information that does put you into action, does give you education, and does put you in a position where you can make the most money frankly, the shortest amount of time in this wonderful market. And remember, guys, when asked, how are you, and what kind of day are you having, just always tell them, well, you know, when I wake up and I look at the green side of the grass, I know it's going to be a great day. In the meantime, we're going to talk with all of you on the radio tomorrow. Have a fantastic day, everyone.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.